Welcome back, friend. You have made it to the community garden, where time feels slower, and the air carries the stories of many generations. Feel free to enter the community garden and find a place to sit. Perhaps on the bench, or simply walk around. As you move through the space, be mindful. Every leaf, every stem, holds a presence. Walk gently, as though you're stepping through someone's living room, because in a way, you are. Sense the ground under you, anchoring you like roots deep in the soil. Take a deep breath. Let your shoulders relax, and as you exhale, feel the weight of the day slip away. Take a moment to look around and gently take in everything this garden has to offer. Like us, the garden moves through seasons of growth, stillness, and renewal, each phase just as sacred as the next. If you feel comfortable, you can close your eyes and just listen. Do you hear that? My friends are whispering to one another. You see, we plants have a language of our own. The wind carries our words from one branch to another, and our roots share stories beneath the soil. We are never truly alone, even when silence falls. That quiet humming sound you hear? That is Eva. She moves slowly, like a shadow caught in the rhythm of the wind. When it is summer, her long branches cascade like waterfalls of green. But come winter, she mourns the loss of every leaf, as if each one were a part of her heart. Eva dreams of seeing a lake one day, her roots stretching toward water, but she knows she is forever anchored here. Sometimes she wonders if the other trees whisper about her from afar, but I know they don't. They just wish she wouldn't close herself off. And then there is Robin, the complete opposite of Eva, not only in spirit, but also in appearance. He is all bright red clusters, with a wild crown of green atop his head. What you humans call a raspberry bush, though here, he is much more. There's something about him that feels like summer. Sweet, familiar, and full of life. If you listen closely, you might catch the sound of his lively chatter drifting through the garden, always talking to the plants around him. Carefree and responsible all at once. He is the eldest sibling, always cheerful, even when the winter sends him to rest. Robin tries to get Eva to join his conversations, but she never does. Still, he doesn't give up. His laughter brightens the garden like sunlight breaking through the morning mist. If you listen very closely, you can hear someone else speak. It is another friend of mine. If you look around, you can see the beige common reed plant growing by the side of the water just on the edge of the campus. It looks like a thousand little branches, but in truth, it is completely and fully one being. Angelica. Have you talked to her before? She carries a quiet grace rooted in calm and acceptance. While others rush forward, Angelica stays still, letting the wind guide her, her leaves dancing in harmony with the wind. Her voice is rich and soothing, and when she laughs, it feels like the whole campus breathes a little lighter. Angelica is content to be rooted, though she dreams of having legs one day. to dance, to move, and to explore. For now, she sways, moving without resistance, showing us how to find peace, even when life doesn't give us everything we want. A quiet strength. A reminder that we too can find peace. You see, my friend, every plant here has a story. Just like you, we long for connection and a sense of belonging. Thank you for taking a moment to share this space with us. When you are ready, look for the wooden fence just outside the garden. There you'll discover a box. Inside, you will find a small keepsake, a token to remind you of our time together. Remember, whenever you feel lost, find a tree. We are always here, near, and ready to listen. Farewell, friend. You can take off your headphones now and just listen to the sounds of nature around you. Thank you.